And today we're going to share about the heart of a good shepherd.
我们今天分享的圣经是约翰福音十章一到二十一节。
So we'll be in the John chapters 10, verse 1 to 21.
我们所处的这个世界呢，有很多的声音。
And in our world, there's a lot of voices.
很多的不同的声音呢，传递不同的价值观。
And different voices to share the different value.
不同的声音呢，有的时候给我们带来不同的情绪。
And so different voices bring different emotions.
我问大家，每天早晨，你最早听到的声音是哪里来的声音？
And so I'm going to ask you the first voice you hear in the morning, what is it?
你今天早上醒来，你第一件事情要做什么？你最早要看的是什么东西？
So first thing, what you want to do, or what do you want to see?
你是不是第一件事是要拿出手机看有没有新的通知
？And so you maybe look at your phone, see there's any notification.
你会不会要打开电脑看我有没有新的电子邮件
？And so do you want to check your email?
你是不是要看哎，今天发生什么新的新闻没有
？Well, you want to see what is going on. There any big news?
或者打开社交媒体看看有没有什么新鲜的事情
？And so you check your social media to see anything new.
那么这些不同的声音。会带给我们不同的情绪，甚至是价值观。
And so different voices will bring different emotions and different values.
那么你跟随什么样的声音，其实会很大程度上决定你人生的走向。
And so what voice you follow is going to determine where's your path.
今天你跟随的声音是什么呢
？So what voice you follow?
是老板的批评吗
？Is the criticism from your boss?
或者是社交媒体中？有的那种比较
，and so social media comparison，
我们会看到很多的广告会诱惑我们要去做不同的这样的消费。
The advertisement will tempt you to spend money。
有的时候呢，我们会听到父母给我们不同的期待
，and we hear our parents have different expectations。
那么我们应该要听什么样的声音，跟随什么样的声音呢
？So which voice we need to listen and to follow？
我们今天的讲道呢，分成三个部分。
So we're going to divide three parts this morning.
第一部分是好牧人的声音，在噪音中要辨别真理。
So is there recognize the right, the good shepherd's voice?
第二部分是好牧人的牺牲，在软弱中得着力量。
The good shepherd's sacrifice, finding strength in weakness.
第三部分是好牧人的拯救，在平凡中活出丰盛。
So is the good shepherd's salvation, living abundance in ordinary life.
那我们在开始之前一起来做一个祷告。
And so let's pray first.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵宝会师，我们感谢您，你赐给我们一个美好的清晨。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, we want to thank you for giving us a beautiful morning.
让你的众儿女可以来到你的脚前，让我们谦卑的来享受你的同在。
So all your children can come before you and to worship you in humility.
感谢您，你赐下你的话语，让我们能够通过你的话语了解你的心意。
And thank you for giving your words that we can understand you more.
求你此时此刻你就临在这里，你就充满我们每个人的生命。
And to be here with us, fill our hearts.
主啊，你是我们的好牧人，让我们做你这个安静的跟随你的羊。
And so you are the great shepherd, allow us to be the sheep that are willing to follow you.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。阿门。
Thank you. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们先来读约翰福音十章的第一节。
Let's read John chapter 10, verse 1.
我实实在在的告诉你们，人进羊圈，不从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，是强盗。
Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbed by some other way, is a thief and a robber.
我们学习约翰福音已经有一段时间了。
We've been studying John, Book of John for a while.
我们在前面的两章呢，我们看见耶稣基督呢，他不断的有人反对他，不断的有人想要陷害他，想要置他于死地。
And in the last two chapters, we see there are so many people want to accuse him, and his opponent want to kill him.
是什么样的人呢？是从人的眼中看去是。犹太人的宗教领袖是
，Who are those people? Actually, in other people's eyes, those are religious leaders.
是很有地位的，很有学问的， and, 是读旧约圣经，比别人都读得多，是专家的那批人。
And they are the well-educated, the expert in the religion.
但是，他们要引导这些神的 子民到什么方向去呢
？But what would those religious leaders want to lead the sheep, to what direction?
这些人把旧约中神所赐给我们的、保护我们的那样的律法，把它这个极端化，变到一个非常可笑的地步。
They use God's word to extreme and to mislead other people.
我们看到前面一章。这个耶稣基督要去医治那个生来瞎眼的人，他怎么样去医治他
？And so we see the last chapter talk about how Jesus to heal the blind man.
耶稣基督呢，他是吐唾沫在这个土地上，然后用唾沫和这个泥土和成泥抹在这个人的眼睛上。
So he spit in the mud and mixed together and to put on the blind's eyes.
很多的神学家呢分析，这个其实耶稣基督故意要来挑战。这些法利赛人这些宗教领袖他们把神的律法极端化的这个可笑的事情。
And so some theologians actually accuse Jesus that using, to use that method to challenge the Pharisees.
为什么呢因为那天是安息日然后安息日在这律法里面的规定不可以工作。
Because that day was a Sabbath, not supposed to do anything.
耶稣做了什么工作呢
But what did Jesus do?
因为法利赛人，因为这些宗教领袖，他们说，如果你吐唾沫在这个土地上，你就是灌溉。
And so if you spit on the ground, that is irrigation.
你把这个唾沫跟这些泥土混合呢，这是制陶。
And so you are mixing in the mud, actually is making a 制陶是 mold the clay.
你就是在安息日工作了。
So you are working on the Sabbath.
哇，耶稣基督对这个事情真的是非常的反感，觉得这个是。把神的子民要带领到一个错误的方向去的。
So Jesus thought that was really ridicule and then misleading his people.
这些宗教领袖呢，觉得安息日也不可以医治病人。
And so those religious leaders said, "You cannot heal anyone on the Sabbath."
而耶稣基督偏偏要在安息日的那天医治病人。
But Jesus actually healed someone on the Sabbath.
而且他要用吐唾沫在土地上和泥这种灌溉制陶的方法来医治病人。
And used a very strange way that spit in the mud and then put on his eyes.
然后在这个第十章呢，耶稣基督上来先做一个比喻。
And so the chapter 10, Jesus gave an illustration.
耶稣基督呢，把我们比作是神的羊。
And so Jesus, using us as an example, we are the sheep.
然后呢，有这样一个羊圈，羊圈有一个唯一的出入口。
And there's a sheep pen, but there's only one gate.
那么耶稣说，不从门进去，到从别处爬进去的，这个人呢，就是贼，就是强盗。
So whoever does not enter the right gate to go somewhere else, there's the thief and the robber.
不合乎神心意的用这种错误的教导去引导神子民的这些就不是真正的牧人。
And so when you mislead God's people, you are not the true shepherd.
他们不光耶稣基督在这里特指这些宗教领袖他们不光不是真正的牧人而且他们是贼他们是强盗。
And so the religious leaders, not only the leaders, they are the thief and the robbers.
第二节我们一起来读。
And verse 2, let's read together.
从门进去的才是羊的牧人。
The one who entered by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep.
只有合乎神心意的去接近这些羊的，要去带领照顾这些羊的，才是牧人。
Whatever pleasing God's heart is the true shepherd.
那么，真的牧人跟假的牧人有什么样关键的区别呢
？So what's the difference between true and false shepherds?
比方说，假的牧人他会用恐惧，用内疚。去操纵控制你。
And the false shepherd will use fear and guilt and manipulation to control you.
如果你没有百分之百的遵守旧约的律法，神就会惩罚你。
If you don't follow the 100% the law, then God's going to punish you.
让我们始终觉得我们是罪人，我们是不配得见神的面的。
And always make us feel that we're a sinner, we're not worth it to before God.
这些假的牧人，这个强盗，这个贼，他用这种负罪感。去控制你
，false shepherd using the guilt to control you，
然后就彰显他自己的优越感
，and to magnify their greater。
那么我们有这么多不同的声音每天传到我们的耳朵里面，我们怎么能够分辨哪些声音是合乎神心意的，哪些不是
？How can we test those voices are is from God or not？
比方说。第一条检验的标准就是你听到的这个声音，它跟圣经是一致的吗
？So the first one is those does it align with the scripture.
比方说，你听到的这个声音，它是带给你平安还是带给你恐惧的
？Whenever you hear that, bring fear or peace.
比方说你听到的这个声音，它是让你变得更加的爱神爱人，还是相反的？
And so when you hear, do you love people more or on the contrary, hate them?
我真的是很羡慕有一些跟神有非常亲近关系的人。
And very sometimes envy some of the people are so close to God.
他们能够时常的听到神的声音，能够了解神的心意。
And they understand God's heart, they can hear God's voice.
我真的是非常的希望我每天早晨醒来的时候一睁眼就能够听到神的声音，知道我这一天神要带我去哪里做什么。
In the meantime, I really want myself that first thing in the morning that I can hear God's voice.
那是多么美好多么蒙福的一件事情。
That's a so blessed and so beautiful thing.
在第三节我们一起来读。
The verse 3, let's read together.
看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊。把羊领出来。
The gatekeeper opened the gate for him, and the sheep listened to his voice. He called his own sheep by name and leads them out.
前一节呢，说从这个门进去的才是真正的牧人。
And so the last verse says, only the one enter the gate is the shepherd.
合神心意的人，这才是真正要带领羊群的牧人。
The one pleasing God's heart is the true shepherd.
然后呢，看门的就给他开门。这里说羊也听他的声音。
And here talk about the sheep will hear, listen his voice.
这个羊呢，他要能够分辨哪个声音是他牧人的声音，哪个不是。
And the sheep will need to discern which one is the right shepherd.
而且在这里呢，非常给我安慰的就是说，耶稣他自己说，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来。
And so here says he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
什么时候这个领导或者说带领的人他叫别人不是按照名字是按照编号去叫的。
And so sometimes some of the leaders do not call you by your name and call you by your number.
可能是在监狱里面。
And maybe in the prison.
但是耶稣在这里说虽然神他是那样的超越，虽然他创造的人有那样的众多，但他认识每一个人。
And even the God is such a sovereign God, but He knows every one of us.
他知道我们每个人的名字。
He knows every one of us by name.
他非常亲切的去叫我们的名字，就像这个牧羊人是给他的羊每一个都起了名字。
And He really calls your name intimately, and every one of you we have a name.
我们这个。中国的汉族人呢，大部分是传统上是做种植农业的。
And so the from China Han that actually in the history is agriculture, right? Agriculture.
我们不是特别了解那种牧羊人的生活。
We probably do not understand the life of the sheep and shepherds.
我在旅行的时候呢，有机会跟藏族的、跟蒙古族的这样的牧羊人去交流。
And so sometimes I had an opportunity to communicate with Mongolian, and then to understand their culture.
这些牧民他们跟我讲啊，他们认识他们每一个这个牲畜。
And so they actually know every animal.
甚至那个羊群里的每一只羊刚出生的时候，都是他去接生的。
And very often they labor all those sheep.
我们看到一个羊群，那一大群羊好像每个都长得一样。
But when we look at the sheep, they all look the same to us.
但是牧羊人去看到每只羊的时候，他知道那每一只羊他从小是怎么长大的，他每个有什么样的性格特点，他都了解。
And but the shepherd actually know everyone by name and know their characteristics and how they grow up.
而且牧羊人是给这个羊每一只羊都起了名字，用名字去叫的。
And so the shepherd actually name every sheep.And actually call them by name.
圣经上说，我们还在没有出母腹的时候，还没有出生的时候，神就已经认识我们了。
And then in the Bible said, before we were born, God already knew us.
圣经上说，我们每一根头发，神都已经数过了。
And God has count every hair.
神关心我们，了解我们，甚至比我们自己可能还要这个更加的了解我们。
God knows us and understands us more than we do.
你昨天晚上可能失眠了，神知道你为什么失眠了。
Maybe you have an insomnia, you didn't even know why, but God knows.
你的童年，你的早些年，你经历了很多的创伤，很多的痛苦，神知道的。
And God knows your childhood trauma.
你有你的梦想，你不敢告诉别人，害怕别人去讥笑你，神知道你有这样的梦想。
And God knows you have a dream that even you don't dare to share with others.
你内心中有恐惧，神也知道你的这样的恐惧。
And you have a fears, but God knows.
耶稣全都知道，而且他关心你。
And God knows and care about it.
而且呢，神的声音有时候不像我们这个得到的媒体中的这些声音那个声音那么大。
And so sometimes the God's voice is not like the social media, is very loud, not very loud.
Not very loud. 对，在旧约的列王记上十九章这里非常有意思的一段经文。
The first king, chapter 19, 11 to 12.
耶和华上帝呢，要向先知以利亚显现，要跟他说话。
And so the Lord want to speak to Elijah.
耶和华说，你出来站在山上，在我面前。
The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord.
那是耶和华从那里经过，在他面前有烈风大作。
So that the great and powerful wind torn the mountain apart.
崩山碎石。
And so actually shattered the rock.
耶和华却不在风中。
But God was not in the wind.
哇，那个时候不知道是龙卷风还是什么从那里经过。
We have no idea whether it's a tornado or any kind of strong wind.
会不会是有大的地震在那里震动
or, ？Maybe it's earthquake.
但是神没有在那风中。
But God was not in the wind.
风后地震，耶和华却不在其中。
After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not there.
地震后有火，耶和华也不在火中。
But the earthquake came in fire, but the Lord was not there.
但是最后呢，这里说火后有微小的声音。
But after the fire came a gentle whisper.
神用这微小的声音。对先知以利亚说话。
And so God uses a gentle whisper to speak to Elijah.
哇，我们真的很羡慕，我想知道我怎么样能够听到神亲自的对我说话。
So we're really yearning to know how God can speak to us.
很多时候我需要做一些决定，我真的不知道怎样的决定是对的，怎样是错的。
Very often when you make some decision, we don't know whether the decision is right or wrong.
如果神能告诉我应该做怎样的决定，那有多美好啊。
And that would be great if God can tell us directly that how we can make the decision.
神如何在日常中对你说话呢？
But how God speak to you daily?
比方说我给大家一些这个很实用的一些建议。
I give you some practical suggestions.
比方说我读经的时候某一些经文跳出来触动我的心。
So when you're reading God's words, that all of a sudden the one verse just jump into your heart.
这是其中的一部分，这个还不完全啊。
And this is part of it.
然后你祷告的时候呢，某个想法持续的出现，可能有连续三天的时间。
Some kind of thought persists for 3 days during your prayer.
然后呢，你又把你的这样的想法跟成熟的基督徒去分享，成熟的基督徒给你同样的建议。
And so sometimes you share that your thoughts with a mature Christian, and they give you similar advice.
然后呢，有的时候你为一件事情持续的祷告，突然发现，神为你开了一扇这个门，刚好是你祷告的想要求的事情。
And very often God will open the door, when you pray to Him.
很多时候这些不断的印证叠加在一块儿，让你知道这应该是神的心意。
And so those kind of things validate what God's heart is.
那么我们有那么多的声音，怎么能让我们每一天开始的时候，我们先专注在神的声音上面
？There are so many voices out there. How can we concentrate on God's voice?
比方说早上我可以比平时早起15分钟，15分钟就够了。
And so sometimes you just need to get up 15 minutes earlier.
你可以关掉手机、电脑，然后读一段圣经，安静的等候。
Turn off the phone and turn off the computer and just wait for the Lord.
然后问主啊，今天你要对我说什么
？And you ask the Lord, what do you want to say to me today?
在约翰福音十章第四节这里怎么说呢？我们一起来读。
What's the verse 4 said?
既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他。因为认得他的声音。
When he has brought out his own, he goes ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice.
我们知道羊是很软弱的一种动物。
And we know sheep are very weak animals.
他们很难去保护自己。
They cannot protect themselves.
甚至他们也很难去供应自己所需要的。
They cannot supply their needs.
他们非常的依赖牧人。
They are very dependent on the shepherds.
牧人每一天呢，要把他们从羊圈里带出来，带去不同的。牧人一开始计划好的这样的草场。
And the shepherd have to lead them to the pasture that the shepherd already planned to.
这个牧人呢要保护他们免受其他野兽的伤害。
And shepherd have to protect the sheep, to protect them from animal harm.
那么这些羊它需要认得牧人的声音，跟着牧人走，这才是安全的。
But the sheep have to recognize his voice, so to follow the shepherds.
如果这个羊它随便听见一个声音，它就跟着走，就是很危险的事情。
Oh, if the sheep just follow any voice, extremely dangerous.
所以我们需要 能够分辨出什么是神的声音。
So we need to recognize the God's voice.
最有把握的事情就是每天读一段圣经。
The most important thing is to read God's words daily.
还有呢，当我们人生可能有的时候要做一些比较关键的决定的时候。
And very often we need to make critical decisions.
我建议你做这样的决定之前呢，你等候神，等候三天。
And I ask you that just wait for the Lord and wait for 3 days.
你写下来说主，这件事情你旨意是什么？
And you write it down, ask God, what's your will?
然后你就读经、祷告、安静等候神。
And you read God's words, pray, and just be quiet.
每一天读经、祷告、等候。
And you read God's words and pray, and then quiet before the Lord.
至少等候神三天，看看有没有清晰的感动。
And after 3 days, you wait for maybe a clear prompting.
然后我们来到今天讲到的第二个部分。
And let's go to the second part.
就是好牧人的牺牲在软弱中得着力量。
The good shepherd's sacrifice, you will find the strength in weakness.
耶稣基督他说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
And I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep.
我们现在的牧羊人呢，其实装备的比过去好多了。
And nowadays, the shepherd has a much better equipment than the past.
我去中国的草原上去看他们的牧民，我以为他们是骑着马然后射箭的。
And so when I went to the China, the green pasture, I saw they were still riding the horse and holding an arrow.
后来发现呢，他们都是开着 SUV 或者是最差也是摩托车。
And so they're actually driving SUV. The worst actually is riding a motorcycle.
他们已经不再射箭了，都是有猎枪。
And they actually have hunting guns.
但是在古代的时候。
But in the past.
这些牧人他们要防备那些野兽，特别是狼群袭击他的羊。
And they want to prevent the wild animal to attack the sheep.
有的时候是要拼命的。
And sometimes they sacrifice their life.
甚至有的时候是会牺牲生命的。
Very often they probably die for protecting the sheep.
耶稣基督他说他是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
And Jesus, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep.
在这个地方呢，不光是一个比喻。
And this is not only an illustration.
耶稣他真的是为羊舍命的好牧人。
But Jesus actually is the good shepherd, died for his sheep.
耶稣基督已经预知他将来要为全人类的罪上十字架。痛苦的死去。
He knew that he was going to die on the cross and for our sins.
在约翰福音里面呢，耶稣用七个我是去表明他的身份。
In John, they talk about I am and to describe his identity.
耶稣呢说这个我是的时候呢，也是跟这个希伯来文旧约里面耶和华的名字是相呼应的。
And when he said I am, the same as the name of Jehovah.
让我们真的知道他是神。而且他是神的儿子，他是道成肉身的神。
And he is God, and he came to earth, and he is the Word.
不是随便一个人，他去舍命就能够起到那样的效果的。
Not everyone who sacrifices life will get the same result.
只有耶稣基督道成肉身的神，他为我们死，我们的罪才可以得到赦免。
Only Jesus who died for our sin.
而且耶稣基督他不光是好的牧人。
Besides, he's a great shepherd.
他同时呢也是羊的门。
He's also the gate of the sheep.
耶稣说我是羊的门。
I'm the gate of the sheep.
就像耶稣说我是道路真理生命，若不借着我没有人能到神那里去。
I'm the life and the truth, that without me, you cannot, know the God.
因为只有耶稣基督才能够沟通神跟人。之间的这样的破坏，之前被破坏的关系。
And only God who is our bridge to gap the destroyed relationship.
那么，如果有的人他不传讲耶稣基督
，If we don't talk about Jesus，
那么如果有的这个所谓的牧师或者是宗教领袖，他讲其他的道理
，And so some of the pastor or some religious leader talk about something else，
他就不是从门进羊圈的人。
He is not the right gate.
他是翻着墙进去的，他就是贼，他就是强盗。
He goes a different way. He is a thief and the robbers.
因为这个羊圈它只有一个门。
Because there is only one gate of the sheep pen.
这个门呢就是耶稣基督。
And it's only Jesus Christ.
然后在第十三节呢，耶稣说，雇工逃走，因为他是雇工，并不顾念羊。
The verse 13 tells us the man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep.
这个时候如果有狼群来袭击呢
？And so if the wolf come to attack the sheep.
这个雇工他是要保全他自己的性命。
And the hired man will only care about their own lives.
只有真正的牧人，他会去为了羊拼命。
Only the true shepherd will really sacrifice his life for the sheep.
有弟兄姐妹跟我分享说，他信主之后不久呢，有别人送给他一首诗，让他非常的感动。
And so, someone shared this with me that someone shared a song with her or him, after she became a Christian.
这首诗可能很多弟兄姐妹也读到过。
And so you probably heard about the song.
大概的意思呢，就是我跟耶稣基督同行，然后在沙滩上呢留下了两行两个人的脚印。
And so you talk about the footprints on the sand, that you see two lines of two people walking on the sand.
当我回头去看的时候，回顾我的人生的时候呢，我觉得非常的受安慰。
And so when I look back, I was very comforted by it.
但是呢，突然有一段路程，我发现那一段呢，只有一个人的脚印在沙滩上。
And so, but then when I was in a very deep valley, then there was only one set of footprints.
我想起来，那是我人生中经历最低潮、最痛苦的一段时间。
And when I was this is the lowest point, I was in a really difficult situation.
我问耶稣说：“主啊，在那样的时间，你为什么离开我
？”I asked Jesus, "Why did you leave me during my really low point?"
然后耶稣说：“你仔细看，那一串脚印是谁的脚印
？”And Jesus said.That, watch carefully whose footprints are.
我仔细去看的时候，发现那单行的脚印呢，是耶稣的脚印。
So when I looked at only one set of footprint, was Jesus' footprint.
耶稣说，在你人生最困难的那一个阶段呢，是我背着你走过来的。
And Jesus said, when you are in very difficulty, I carry you.
就像大卫说，我虽行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
And even just like David said, I will go through the desert valley that you are be with me.
我们的人生中呢，有不同的际遇。
And we all have a different kind of circumstances.
有很多的这样的挣扎，很多的痛苦，很多不幸的事情发生在我们身上。
Very often we struggle and very painful that happened to us.
我们觉得那时候我们被神抛弃了。
Very often we thought the God just left us.
但是神其实在那个过程中，他是陪着你走过死荫的幽谷。
But even during that such a low point, that Jesus carried you through the desert valley.
我们这一辈子所经历过的，没有一件是白费的事情。
And in our life, there is nothing is being wasted.
同样的事情，有可能让我们跌倒，也有可能让我们的信心更加的成长。
And so similar situation, you may fall, or you may gain more strength to grow more.
我们要相信我们的好牧人是保护我们。甚至是要为我们舍命的牧人。
We gotta believe that the great shepherds protect us.
在第十四、十五节，这里耶稣说：“我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，并且我为羊舍命。”
14 and 15 say, "I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me. I lay down my life for my sheep."
耶稣呢，再一次重复说他是为羊舍命的好牧人。
And Jesus continued to repeat, "I am the great shepherd. I will lay down my life for you."
我们来到今天讲到的第三个部分。
We'll go to the third part.
就是好牧人的拯救，在平凡中活出丰盛。
The good shepherd's salvation, the living abundance in ordinary life.
第九节我们一起来读。
Verse 9.
我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，而且出入得草吃。
I'm the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture.
在这一段经文里面呢，耶稣说他是从门进入羊圈的真正的牧人。
And he's talk about he will go through, he's the true shepherd, go through the right gate.
他同时呢又说他自己其实就是那个门。
He said, I am the gate.
就好像耶稣基督他既是我们真正的大祭司。
And just like Jesus is the great priest.
同时呢他也是被摆在祭坛上所献上的牺牲。
But he's also the one being sacrificed on the offering table.
正因为他这样的身份，他可以真正的沟通神和人。
Because his identity, he can communicate between man and God.
他可以为我们这些有罪的不完全的人去付上这样罪的代价，让我们可以坦然无惧的来到至圣所，来到神的面前。
So he can pay the price for us, so we can come before the Lord.
然后第十节我们一起来读。盗贼来无非是要偷窃杀害毁坏。我来是要叫羊得生命并且得得更丰盛。
The thief come only to steal and kill and destroy. I've come that they may have life and have the to the full.
耶稣基督在讲这一段话的时候呢，他的听众里面其实就有这些盗贼和强盗。
And so when he was speaking to the crowds, and there's a lot of the thieves and the robbers among them.
在那里呢，就有法利赛人，就有这些宗教领袖，他们不断的一直要盯着耶稣，要挑他身上的错。
And there are Pharisee religious leaders that try to find fault in Jesus.
但是耶稣基督呢，很坦率的，非常壮胆的在这里讲，盗贼来无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
And Jesus boldly declared that the thief come only to steal and kill and destroy.
而耶稣说呢，我来是要叫羊得生命，而且并且是得的更丰盛。
But I come so people they can have a life and have it to the full.
这个关系，这个区别有那么大吗
？And the distinction is so great.
这些宗教领袖他们好像也是在讲圣经。
And so the religion leaders talk about God's words as well.
他们好像也都是认识耶和华上帝的人。
And they know Lord Jehovah.
为什么耶稣说他们不光是假的牧羊人，而且他们是盗贼，他们是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏呢
？But Jesus, they are the false shepherd. They come here to steal and kill and destroy.
因为这些假的教师，他们教导这些不合神心意的这种教导，其实是会带来非常严重的后果的。
And so they will suffer the great consequence within teaching the God's words wrong.
本来神在旧约里面赐给我们的律法是好的。
And so the law in the Old Testament is great.
本来是保护我们的。
It's to protect us.
但是这些人呢，把这些旧约的律法当作偶像来崇拜。
And so the religious are using the words as an idol to worship.
他们把这些旧约的律法呢，发展到极端的可笑的地步。
And they use God's word to the extreme.
然后呢，用作他们去彰显自己优越感的工具
，and to benefit them so they can become more superior，
让这个神的子民都被带偏了
，and so the God's people was misled，
反倒是远离神了
，and they are distant from God，
反倒是远离救恩了
，and distant from the even away from salvation。
但是耶稣说呢，我是好牧人，我是羊的门，而且我是为羊舍命的牧人，我来是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And Jesus, I am the gate.And I am the great shepherd. I come here to sacrifice, lay down my life for them.
耶稣是真正带给我们生命的。
Jesus is the only one who bring life to us.
那么这些盗贼，这些假的教师，他们可能会带给你什么样的攻击呢
？But those thieves and those false teachers, what can they bring?
我能想到，比方说，他通过比较，他会偷窃你的喜乐。
And very often through competition or comparison, steal your joy.
让你呢一直是活在负罪感之中
，and you're always living the guilt。
这些假的教师可能通过谎言去杀害你的梦想
，maybe through the lie to kill your dream。
觉得你不值得
，and you're not worthy。
觉得你不配
，you're not worthy。
觉得你别做梦了
，and don't even dream about。
他可能会通过忙碌去毁坏你跟亲戚朋友的关系
，and through business that destroy your relationship with your family，
和你家人的关系
，and the relatives。
和你配偶和你子女的关系
，and your spouse and your children。
那么我们应该怎么样去改变我们的视角呢
？And how can we change our own perspective？
很多时候我们会有很多这个不一样的事情发生在我们身上。
Very often different things will happen to us。
当然有好的事情，有的时候也有那些不太顺利的事情。
And something are very good, and something may be not very smooth。
比方说，有的弟兄姐妹。这个开车开得好好的，怎么就突然撞了一下
？And just like the one sister that was driving okay, and all of a sudden had a car accident.
在这个过程中呢，自己受了很大的惊吓。
And during the process, that suffered a great shock.
要去修车，要去处理这些事情的，非常的繁琐。
And you have to repair the car, and then to do a lot of things.
很多时候我们会问说，神啊，为什么让这样的事情发生在我身上
？Very often you ask God, why do you let it happen to us?
但是我们要去改换一下我们的视角。
But now we need to change our perspective.
我们要问神呀，你要在这样的处境中让我学习到什么
？But God, what do you want me to learn through this process?
这个事情已经发生了，你让我在这个过程中能够怎么样的成长，更加的成熟
？And this has already happened. How can I be more mature and grow during this process?
很多时候我们。看到我们实际的生活，我们心中有很多的不满意。
And you know, look at our life, we're not very happy.
我学到一个非常简单朴素的话。
I learned something that is very simple.
晴天爱晴，雨天爱雨。
And so just actually, when the sunshine is all sunshine, you learn dancing in the rain.
但是很多时候呢，我们大晴天的时候，我们说，哎呀，怎么这么晒？如果要是雨天就好了。
And sometimes you complain about the sunny days. I wish it's a rainy day.
等到下了雨呢，我们又说，哎呀，这要是大晴天就该多好。
And so sometimes you complain that during the rainy day, I wish it's a sunny day.
在我们的人生之中呢，神给我们晴天，也给我们雨天。
But during our life, that we God give a sunny day and also give a rainy days.
我把这句话呢写在我经常能够看得到的地方，让我学习在晴天我就爱那个晴天。
And so I learned to enjoy that and love the sunny days.
在雨天我就爱雨天。
And so I learned to love the rainy days.
那么如果有一些不同的境遇啊发生在我的身上，我就去问神啊，在这个过程中我能得到什么益处，我能学习到什么。
So during difficulty I can ask God that what can I learn from this process?
在十章十六节，我们一起来读。
Let's read verse 16.
我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。
I have other sheep that are not part of the sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and they shall be one flock and one shepherd.
这一节经文为什么对我们非常关键？
Why is this so critical for us?
耶稣基督在这里指的这两群羊分别是什么呢？
And talk about two flocks of sheep, what does that mean?
耶稣基督他在那里讲话的时候，我估计听众之中可能全部都是犹太人。
And so when he spoke at that time, probably speaking to Israelite.
这些犹太人，特别是那些法利赛人宗教领袖，他们有很强的优越感。
And so those religious leaders, Pharisees, they think they are superior than others.
他们的这个优越感从哪里来呢？
Where's their superiority come from?
从他们的血统来。
And it's coming from their bloodline.
他们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，是神的选民。
Because they are the children of Abraham. They
are
the chosen people.
有的时候如果你真的跟犹太人有过一些接触，你会发现他们的优越感还挺强的。
And so if you really have interaction with the Jewish, that they do have a superiority.
比方说我看这个Fiddler on the Roof,就是有一部电影是讲
屋顶上的小提琴手，
对对，这个犹太人的故事的。
And so I have watched the movie Fiddler on the Roof that is a story of a Jew.
那么其中有一个情节呢很有意思。
There's a one is very interesting.
这个主人公的女儿呢爱上了一个外邦人。
And so the daughter of the main character in love with non-Jew.
那么这个女儿呢就跟爸爸说呢，我想跟他结婚。
And so the daughter said, I want to marry him.
他爸爸呢就强烈的反对。
And so the dad strongly opposed.
反对的理由是什么呢？
What was the reason?
反对的理由是神创造这个万物呢是分门别类的。
And so God created that we all belong to different kind.
你知道他的那个优越感有多么强。
So you can tell how he has such a superiority.
所以呢，耶稣基督在这里跟那些犹太人讲话的时候
，When Jesus said, say to the Israelite,
他非常勇敢的，他提到还有另外一群羊。
And when he was boldly talk about there's another flock.
有的弟兄姐妹问我说，这个犹太人跟我们这些外邦基督徒到底有什么样的区别
？And so what's the difference between Jewish and us?
在神的计划里面，究竟神是怎么样安排的
？And God, what's God's plan?
在圣经的不同的地方呢，神告诉我们。
And in different places in the Bible, God has clearly told us.
这些犹太人是神的羊群。
And those Israelites are God's chosen people.
神呢并没有抛弃他们。
And God never give up on them.
但是神呢还有另外的羊群。
And but there's another flock of God.
神要带他们来，并且要合成一群。
And so God is going to bring that flock, and they will become one.
归一个牧人就是耶稣基督。
And under one shepherd is Jesus Christ.
那我们今天呢学习到的三点我们来总结一下。
And so let's have a three-point summary.
我想让大家呢每天早晨花十五分钟来读经祷告，听好牧人的声音。
I really encourage you to spend 15 minutes and to read God's words and pray and to listen God's voice.
还有要来到我们的好牧人，保护我们的好牧人的跟前，在危机中呢不要假装坚强，可以立刻的向好牧人呼求，经历他的同在与保护。
And so, during the crisis, do not pretend you are strong. Just call on God's name.
因为这个牧人他是保护我们，是是带领我们走正确道路的牧人。
And the shepherd is one that to protect us, to lead us the right path.
还有就是呢，我想让大家记录每一天的感恩，来识别盗贼，并且呢，邀请一位还没有信主的人呢，你可以跟他分享这好牧人的爱。
And so really keep a journal and talk about how you your gratitude toward God and identify the thieves and share your testimony with an unbeliever.
耶稣基督呢，给我们生命，而且给我们更丰盛的生命。
He gives us life. He gives us abundant life.
但是有的时候好像我们感觉不到这个生命有多么的丰盛。
But very often we don't even feel how full our life are.
很多时候呢，我们就像是拿着一个半满的水杯，我们看见的可能是空的那一部分。
And very often we see the half glass, and only see the half glass empty.
我们没有看到神给我们的恩典。
We do not see the grace in that cup.
很多时候呢，我们的思维方式是那种稀缺思维。
And so very often our thinking is very limited.
我们需要把它转换成丰盛的思维。
And we think we never have enough. We need to change to we always have enough.
那么这个转变的关键在哪里呢？
What is that turning point?
有一把钥匙，就是要有感恩的心。
And so there's a key is to have a gratitude.
我想和弟兄姐妹接下去的一周呢，一起来操练这个功课。
So let's practice this lesson.
就是每天晚上睡觉前呢，你写下三件神今天为你做的事情。
And every night before you go to bed, write down three things God has done for you.
可能是比较特别的事情。
And maybe something very specific.
也可能是很小的事情。
Maybe something very small.
比方说，我今天平安的回到家中。
说什么？
我平安的回到家中。
Oh, so like I came home safely.
可能是我今天有饭吃。
And so I have food to eat.
啊，我看到跟朋友呢有很好的关系，朋友有微笑。
I have a really good relationship with my friends, and my friends smiling.
我的工作很顺利。
And my work is pretty smooth.
当我们数算神的恩典，去献上感恩的时候，我们的人生呢其实会发生很大的变化。
So when we account God's blessing, and then we have this gratitude, our life will be changed.
接下去的一个星期，我希望呢大家都每一天写下三件事情，你愿意的话可以分享在我们教会的群里面。
So next week, I really encourage you to write down three things to be grateful.
我们看看这一个星期，我们数算至少有21件这个神的恩典，我们的生命会发生什么样的变化。
So let's see what life can be changed when we count 21 things that we're grateful.
你可能会惊讶，原来好牧人一直在照顾我，即使我没有意识到这一点。
You may be amazed that God, the great shepherd, has been taking care of you. I just never really pay attention to it.
好的，到最后我们一起来背诵这节经文。
So let's memorize this verse.
约翰福音十章的十一节。
And so in John chapter 10, 11.
我们一起来读三遍，三遍之后又考试。
And so let's recite three times, then we're going to have a little test.
我们一起来读。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep.
大家准备好了吗？请向旁边的人背诵出来。
I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd laid down his life for his sheep.
大家背得非常快。
You memorize quickly.
好的，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，你是我们的好牧人。
We want to thank you because you are the great shepherd of us.
你也是羊圈唯一的门。
You are the only gate for the sheep pen.
主啊，若不借着你，我们没有人能够到神那里去。
And not without you that we cannot go to our Lord.
主啊，求你你就呼唤我们，每一天让我们听见你的声音。
And you called us to listen your voice daily.
让我们听见你的声音的时候，我们就跟着你走。
And so once we hear your voice, we will follow you.
主啊，你给我们保护，而且你给我们生命，是丰盛的生命。
And you give life, so you give life in full.
主啊，这个世界上有太多的声音干扰我们。
And there are so many voices disrupt us.
愿意你来带领我们，呼唤我们，按着名字叫我们。
And so we continue to listen to your voice, and then you will call us by name.
求你祝福我们接下去的一周，让我们每天都数算你的恩典。
And continue to bless us every single day. We are count out your blessing daily.
让我们真的能够明了主啊，我们的好牧人，你每天是怎么样的带领照顾我们。
And we truly understand how you lead us daily.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Lord, we want to thank you and we pray in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.